So here's the deal. Today's show is a best of. I know you're upset. I like that I feel that highly about myself. Like, I think people are like, God damn it! Things never go right! Now, to make this a special opener, I'm here hanging out with a lot of comedians. I'm here in Bloomington. So, you know, who says the opening has to be so short? But seriously, it's the best of. On Monday, now it looks like I'm recording the opening in front of you to brag, but this is what happened. Monday, I got a pilot last minute, and I got flown to New York like the last minute, so I couldn't do the podcast. So it's the best of. Hey, Andrew put a lot of work into this thing. Literally, he had very short to do this. I think 2 days by the time we thought of it, and he put all this stuff together. So it wasn't easy. So Andrew, like, maybe tweet him some love. And look, the rest of us, we're going to get through this. I'm laughing at my own jokes. So I'm in the room. We could pass the phone around, and maybe you want to say some words of wisdom, and that's how we'll start out today's show. I'll hand it over to Tom Brady, who opened up for me tonight. May I say, he did a great job, and there's something I need to tell you about one of his family. No.
That was close. Keep it going for your headliner, Todd Glass, everybody, and follow me at Tom A. Brady. I'm going to pass it to Doug.
There's an H in there.
Go ahead. Click clock.
Give a hand for your wait staff. This is Melinda Kashner. I'm on Twitter, too.
I love it. Here we go. We got the fire on the computer.
Yeah, don't forget about the fire. You can hear it crackling. It actually turns itself off, so you can't see it, but you can still hear it.
Oh, yes.
I'm Aaron Nadell. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm Connor Delahanty. I'll be selling shirts after the show. Todd's going to be taking the money, though.
See, we should let the listeners in. We just had a big conversation about when you sell merchandise, you shouldn't collect the money yourself. You should have someone do it. I love it. His scenario, I'm collecting the money for him. That's where my career is gone. Cut to 5 years from now. $5. $5 for the shirts. Hey, aren't you Todd Glass? Hey, shh. Please get out of the merch line. I'm very bitter because my career didn't go right. Out of the merch line. Please. Didn't I used to be Todd Glass? Hey, didn't you used to be Todd Glass? Who would say that to somebody?
You gotta check him out. He used to be Todd Glass.
I still am Todd Glass, you son of a bitch.
No, you're not.
Yeah, no, there's no way. That's sad. Then I go, you're right, I'm not him. People think I'm him all the time. All right, I gotta really wrap this up. This is the longest opener. How long do you think this has been?
3.2 minutes. 1.5.
No, unless I can't see, I can't read it. Oh, this has got not be a fun part of the show, me trying to see how long it's been. That's got to be riveting. Hey, look, I know I shouldn't make a joke. Maybe I'm trying to... Oh, my God, I'm supposed to promote that show, and I completely forgot.
Oh, Bunk.
The Bunk.
Bunk. First of all, let me... It's 10:30. By the way, it airs right after Comedy Bang Bang. So funny, they banged it twice. Get the fuck out of here. I like your commercial with a little grit. Hey, let me tell you something, everyone else. I'm not going to start doing these ads in the opening of the show. It's just I like to do it in my show in a funny way, but I'm not recording a show, so I'm obviously throwing it up front. But at least I believe in it. After this, I do an ad pro-smoking. So Comedy Bang Bang, and then the new show after it. What is it called?
Bunk.
Bunk. The host
Kurt
is... Who? Kurt?
Bronner.
There you go. So if, you know what? If Kurt's a part of it, it's a good thing. All right. I like IFC. I do. I think they're doing good things over there. I swear to God. Anyway, to George Garland. All right, there you go. All right, so this is our show today. It's a best of. Andrew, thank you. It was not easy doing this, throwing all this shit together last minute. I would talk. You know what? I might talk longer, but I have to make another recording. So, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to pause this now, and we'll be back with more pre-show right after this. All right, we just paused. I know they probably jammed that together. But look, here's the truth. You want to know what I just did? I paused it, then I re-listened to what I just said with everybody in the room. And I don't want to come off like I'm I really am. I'm sorry it's a best of. I'm afraid there's going to be somebody. Hey, that's a compliment that people even give a shit. But I'm afraid there's like one person. Like, it's fucking bullshit. Last week they did the show out of the hotel at the fucking Lake Tahoe. That's how I picture this guy. But he thinks I'm funny, but when he doesn't have my show, he turns into a Boston bully. It's fucking bullshit, this Todd Glass. Last week he's doing the fucking show out of a fucking hotel. I want the whistles and the bells and the music. He's fucking doing the show out of a hotel with Daniel Keno. Get the fuck out of here. Sitting in a room with two guys doing a podcast. I need the whole crew. And this week, the son of a bitch fucking plays a best of. Fuck you and your best of. Fuck you and your best of. If I want the best of, I'll skim through all the episodes. They're still available. What are you, fucking Carol Burnett with your best of shit? Go fuck yourself. The best of. Fuck you. What is this going to be? Well, some of your prize moments strung together with your hilarious jingles? Fuck you. Fuck you. What if the hotel security knocks on the door? And I go, no, I was talking to my mom on the phone. Come on, you're getting a lot of bonus show right now. I think I made it up to you. If this is getting right, I have to send this to Katie now, so let me see. I think, fuck you. There's something funny about that guy. But when I do the stuff, loves it. He goes, Todd Glee, you know what fucking makes me laugh? Every goddamn time that motherfucker says Chris Hardwick makes him play more music, I fucking love it. You know Chris Hardwick probably don't say that. Oh, that's fucking great. And when they play that, you know, when the dog walks by, I nearly take a shit in my pants. I fucking love that song. You know, I wrote him in a few times to ask him if I find out what song it was, but he don't fucking get back to me. Fuck it. But now, today, doing a best of. Fuck you, best of. I'm fucking bullshit a bullshitter. I'm supposed to believe that fucking Andrew spent a lot of time. Whoop-dee-doo. What'd you do? Get high and randomly take bits from pre-recorded shows? Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh, fuck yourself, best of. And then Daniel Keno and him. Fuck that, too. Sitting in a room playing shit from the computer. I don't want to hear Tom Wilson sing his song about the, you know, leave me the fuck alone. That's all he heard. But seriously, I do like Tom Wilson. Even in the middle of a bit, I want to stop and go, Tom Wilson is the nicest person in the world. Okay, back to the bit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Okay, listen, I want to talk about one other thing. Connor lives here in Bloomington, and he mentioned it was his birthday was December 4th. So we decided we're going to have a birthday here. It's called Connor's Birthday, December 4th. Buy your tickets now or, you know, wait till we – I don't know when they're going to start going
there's
on sale. But there's going to be hats. This is going to be a fucking – it's called Connor's Birthday. We don't know what we're going to do. He'll be there. He might sit on the stage. There will be bits. There's going to be things. It's all called Connor's Birthday. All the money goes to charity. So December 4th in that area. It could be – his birthday is the 4th. This thing could be the 5th, the 6th, but right in there, look for the advertisement. When you see Connor's birthday, fucking that's it. Fuck you. Fuck you. And I think I should stop. That's 3 minutes and 52 seconds. That's not bad. Hey, well, right if I got a little extra time. hey, I want you to Kia Motors in Westchester. They hooked my, they really helped my mom out with a car. They, like, did everything. So shout some good love towards Kia Motors. By the way, when you guys, when you tweet at people for me, I do appreciate it. That's your payment to me. Thank you. One person laughs. Everyone else goes, oh, my God, I think he's getting upset. What else do I ask? I come and I do the podcast. I get funny, funny music to play for you people to liven up your lives. So I ask you to tweet once in a while. That's what I do say. I bet 99% of the people tweet happy. I bet there's one guy out there. Fuck you. Fuck you. I didn't think I'd use the same guy for this bit, but I am. Fuck you. I got to tweet for you. Fuck you. I'd rather pay for the motherfucking show than tweet for Todd Glass because he's trying to save a half a nickel on his fucking mom's goddamn whatever she's wanting, you know? Fuck you. And I like Kia Motors. That's a good car company. They really are. I mean, this is the car company that's on the way up. I mean, you know, Kia Motors is good. My uncle's got one of them Kias. He bought it for his wife. You know why? He wants her in a safe car. But fuck you. I'm not tweeting at Kia. I'm not kidding. Yeah, but you think because I know that they're a reliable, good car, a car company with a car worth driving, a car where you go and they don't play the same games all the other dealers do? That's the truth. Go look at a Kia. They don't do what the other dealers do. They know they got some good cars. They'll answer your questions. Kia's a good company. I'm supposed to tweet? Fuck you. Here's the best of show. I think that was fun. Thank you guys for hanging out in my room, and it was fun. There we go. Thank you, everybody. Enjoy the best.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass. Entertainers, Todd Glass, everyone.
Oh, I like it. It's fun. Oh my God.
Very funny comedian, Mr. Todd Glass is here.
Oh my God, that's my aunt. I need my credits. Listen up, people. Come closer to your headphones.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Oh my God, it's exciting. I get excited, and it's my show.
From the beautiful Las Cienega Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors. It's the Todd Glass Show.
I am on fire. Right out of the bat, I'm funny. Oh, God. I feel great. We are back live from La Cienega Boulevard, High Top Black Horse Motors, in our studio tonight.
Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
Todd Glass.
On the Todd Glass Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox.
And he walks all the way out.
He walks onto the stage.
And he realizes the
music.
The
music fades out. Realizes there's 10 people in the crowd.
10 people. I'm not playing in front of 10 fucking people.
He fucking walks off the stage. Does anybody else want to do that? Fun. It is fun. I'll introduce you as Red Fox, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox.
The fuck? 10 people? Ah, oh, fuck. No. No. No.
I want to do it again. Do you want to do it?
No,
I want to do it again. Then you're doing it, Dan.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, ready? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox.
Ten fucking people. This is bullshit. I don't work my whole fucking career for ten. Go fuck yourself.
Okay,
ladies
me.
And gentlemen, Red Fox.
Ten people. And performing for 10 motherfucking people.
It would be funny.
I want to do it.
Do it as a other comics though.
Who,
like Stephen Wright.
Okay, ready? Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Wright. 10 people. I'm not performing for 10 people.
Do it as Colin Quinn. Do it as Colin Quinn.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Quinn. Hold on, play. Ladies and gentlemen, do it again. Colin Quinn.
Oh, 10 people. Yeah, that's great. I'm going to perform in front of 10 people. Well, fuck that.
Well, can you want to do? I do Jerry Seinfeld.
Do Seinfeld.
Okay,
yeah. Seinfeld.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Seinfeld.
10 motherfucking people. I ain't performing in front of 10 motherfucking people. Yeah, this is Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, this is Jerry Seinfeld.
I really so badly want there to be a guy that just happens to be named Jerry Seinfeld. Just a, like a hardcore, like, black comic.
Yeah, this is Jerry Seinfeld.
You know, I was just thinking about, like, even using the Red Fox music again, is if the band already knows kind of what he's going to do, so the band cuts him off, right away.
Like, give me an example.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox. Ah, oh, Jesus Christ, 10 fucking...
He don't play small crowds. Oh, let me try that. Oh God. Okay, we're definitely here. We go. I'm gonna do it. This is the last time, I swear. Well, maybe three or four more. Okay, so he knows. This band's been with him every night. He goes off on a matter of fact. If he rants, they got to listen to his rant. They want to get the fuck out of there too. So he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Red Fox. Ah, 10 fucking people. That's bullshit. I'm not gonna sit out here and perform in front of 10 fucking people.
And now, Todd Glass News with Anthony Jeselnik and Jonah Ray.
Hillary Clinton was killed this morning by 6 alligators as she walked across her lawn to pick up the mail and save a baby. Cheers. In other news, Kitten Festival.
And as the body count rises in Haiti, the earthquakes, aftershocks still seem to wreak havoc across the island nation. The circus is back in town, and we're giving away tickets.
Yeah. Sad sight on the New Jersey Parkway today when a school bus was hit by a semi-truck. 14 children were killed. Kiss. If you'd like to adopt a puppy, Michelle will be here.
A Boy Scout troop today was hijacked by Al-Qaeda. 17 of them were decapitated. Kiss. Make that 18.
Sorry, this just in. This is just more news during this thing.
That's so much fun. I want to do it. Maybe if you put a little reverb in my mic. I need more reverb. A lot of reverb.
I need reverb.
Can we get Todd more reverb, please?
Put a little reverb in his mic.
I need reverb.
More reverb.
Reverb. Can I get some reverb?
A little reverb in the mic. Is there reverb?
I want reverb from the top.
And if you thank you. I've been talking to Katie. I have been begging Katie.
You got reverb 3 lines in, and the difference it made was astronomical.
Nick, I'm going to come not over only there in the and song, smack but... the shit out of you because I love you so much. Because
what? Don't hurt me.
No. You're right. That reverb, even me, it helps.
Yeah.
And that once you give it, then it's like makes...
The confidence it brings into you, too. I saw a whole different singer 3 lines in than I was the first 3 lines.
Yes, this is Mrs. Peppertone.
Hi, Mom. It's Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, Mom, I love you. Now, look, I just...
Where is she?
She's in an institution right now.
I'm in an institution, yes.
Mom, don't play ping pong with Lenny.
Oh, you're playing the horn. It relaxes me.
But Lenny takes you for money, and you only get a certain amount of money a week from Daddy.
Eddie?
Yes?
Your dad is not here anymore.
What? I don't know what to do with that.
Boy. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, the improv group. Imagine an improv group called Bailout.
I would love it.
Hello, we're Bailout. Give us a suggestion. Cops, not interested. Good night. Like their show.
I would love that.
It is?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, right. I invented this phone thing.
All right, I got nothing. All right, so that was not even worth it.
Bailout! We'll be here all week unless we get a better offer!
Remember when somebody used to make crank phone calls to women? Like, and it was this the way women were depicted in movies, or do you think really women let themselves be more helpless back then when they would do the old, you know, like the guy would call up and be like, you know, like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello. I'm all, you know, come over there and fuck you.
What? No.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, my cock's in my hands.
Please stop. Please stop.
I'm going to fuck you. Yeah, what are your tits? Let me see them.
Oh, you better stop.
Oh, I'm jerking off in your window right now, you fucking old
whore. That's horrible. That's, I cannot deal with this. I'm just a clerk.
Eddie, I'm so glad you did exactly. Why would did they do that in real life? Because today, any sane woman that gets that call, here's how it goes down. You ready?
Yeah, I'm going to come over there. I'm staring at you.
Click. You're 646-281-6952.
Yeah, boy, did that put an end to it. You got to buy.
So. Well, now you have a private phone, though. If you have a private line, you could crank all the time, and I love it.
Oh, you! Oh, because you put it. But the but
no,
the
just
point
a
is
private line.
The point is you can still make crank phone calls. But even if you know, but the thing is, women, no well minded woman is going to make herself a victim. She hears the thing click. She doesn't go, stop it. You are you? Who is this? Like, shut. Did women used to, what's your guess? Was that something that they were depicted in movies?
I think they were depicted in movies
as being like, helpless and
yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, that's a male's fantasy, you know, that they're totally fucking helpless, you know?
Hey, you want to fuck with somebody? You call them up with a crank phone call that's positive. like you ready? Like, how would you deal with this? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Can you have any can
Am
we
I
get,
a woman or a man?
You be a woman or what do you want to be?
I'd be a woman again.
Hey, if you had to answer the phone, I know this is a weird scenario. Whatever the reason is, if you can't answer the phone like a woman, you're going to get fucking killed. This person that's calling, I haven't really thought it through, but the gist of it is you've got to answer the phone like a woman. And if you don't, he knows something's up and he's going to come in and kill you.
In other words,
right now, go
like
hello.
My life depends on
this guy thinking
convincing
you're,
this guy I'm a woman.
You
okay.
have,
his,
yeah, you yeah, have yeah. a woman in there. Put her on the phone.
Okay.
And you have to answer the phone. Okay. Right now, he's going, hello.
Hi.
Is this Sharon?
Yes.
That's. What do you think?
Yes, it's Sharon.
Yeah, it's pretty good. No.
Yes, it's
Sharon.
Sharon.
It's this.
Hi, I'm Sharon. I work in a bookstore. Hi.
Well, that's. I like how you think. Yes, this is Sharon. I work.
This is Sharon. I work in a flower shop.
Well, no, hi, my name is Sharon.
Okay, so
hi,
I'm going to call
Sharon.
You.
Hi. I think you just.
Isn't this working?
Hello.
Sharon. Hi, I'm
Hello.
Sharon.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Let me hear it again.
Hello?
What are you, Tootsie?
No, you just go, I have a cold.
Oh, that's, that can work.
Hello, I'm sorry, I
have
a cold.
How are you?
I love your voice. Is this Brenda Vaccaro?
Right, I like to make references from 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. So hold on. Let me call you right now. This is a positive crank phone call.
Okay.
What, you want to be a guy
I'll be
or a
guy. Guy? I'll be a guy.
Go ahead, go ahead. It's ringing. The phone's ringing.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Don't worry who it is.
Who is this?
Shut the fuck up. I'm going to come over to your yard. And I'm going to start cleaning up your yard.
My yard's clean,
Shut
sir.
The fuck up, you pile of shit. And then I'm going to come over your house and repave your driveway. I'm going to fix up those flower beds, you dumb fuck.
What the fuck?
Shut the fuck up. You shut your fucking mouth. Your house. I'm going to come over your house. I'm going to wash your car. Start cleaning up your yard. You shut up, you fucking piece of shit.
How much will I owe you for this?
I'm not going to take a penny, you dumb fuck. Then I'm going to come over.
All right, this bit's over.
We're bailout. Thank you very much, folks. Right, that bit went as long as it could.
That bit went a lot shorter than it could have.
It's bailout. We're bailing out, everybody. That's as long as we could do the bit.
We're the bailouts. We.
I wonder how many people will not keep listening. I mean, it is a good song. It is
Todd,
a really good song.
Todd, didn't you tell him we were recording?
His mom doesn't listen.
For the disability that you said he has, he's really good.
No, but it's the only song. It used to be this other song that luckily he learned this one. He subbed that one.
I don't even want to yell.
Have you thought about maybe just like emailing his?
Kevin, shut the fuck up! Oh, I don't yell. That's not that type of.
It worked.
You think it worked?
Yeah. It stopped.
Oh. Not great. Well, what are you looking at me for?
Well, because I don't. We're at the point where I feel like I don't know what to do, and I love. I told you this off the air. What I like about Chris is I love being silly, and then I love getting into like these.
Yeah.
And this is. This is not good in the background. If we're
is that a trumpet?
I don't know, Chris.
Or a flugelhorn, or what is that? I don't know what it is.
And then, oh Jesus!
What is that?
It's we're in a studio here.
Right.
Our listeners are going to get tired of this. But upstairs, there's a family that rents a home, and they have an autistic child who just plays this song over and over again.
What is that?
Family Guy.
That's the theme song?
Which is my favorite show, so.
How often does that happen?
How often? Let me give you an idea.
Are you serious? How long has this been going on? How old is he?
I'm not.
How old is he?
He's probably about 60.
60?
No, he's not 60. I made him 60. No. I didn't make him anything. He is what he is. He's probably about 13.
Have you said anything? Have you, like, beat on the ceiling?
No, you know, last week, Eddie Pepitone was here, and we were kidding around yelling.
Yeah. He's good at it, though.
Thank you. You know what Chris Hardwick said?
What?
He said he's not autistic. He's...
I would call that autastic.
No.
That's not real.
All right, so let me go.
Did anyone correct him on that immediately?
I corrected him.
Please Jerry, hang up on that guy. Yeah, Jerry is.
Jerry
I don't want him
still be on.
I don't want him on the phone the whole time, Katie. And I've told you this before.
What
don't
is that bill?
Hang up on him.
Okay. Sorry.
How many?
She didn't hang up on me.
Katie.
Katie.
Please. I will.
Please, Katie. You know I love you to death. Hang up on him.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't hang up on me.
Katie, hang up on him.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Katie, come on. It's not even funny anymore. Whatever you do over there, this is your basic
job. Have you taught her how to hang up on people?
No, she teaches me. Katie's the producer.
I totally hung up on it.
That lying fucking bitch. Oh, Jesus. Oh. I love that. Let that. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Jerry, you shut the fuck up. You don't call her with that kind of language.
I want to hear the autistic kid play Family Guy.
Katie.
You guys should shut up.
He shouldn't be allowed to hear it.
No,
I shouldn't be allowed to hear it. Both of you. I want to hear this kid play.
No, I'm going to ruin it.
Don't you ruin it.
Stop it.
Well, I hope you're happy you did.
Okay, hang up on him.
All right, I think you... Did you get him?
I hung up on him.
Oh, I...
Still here.
Okay.
All right, let me... Come on, please. I should find out the autistic kid's name from next door. Because he might hear you and go, okay, I could grow up and maybe play like you do professionally. Would you meet him if we brought him over one day? Would you sit down and talk with him?
I would love to.
Okay, because he has to learn another song. Oh, I think he hears us up here. Play something back. Could you, like, communicate with him? Then maybe you could play something for him. Play something now. Play something, see if he responds. Maybe we could get a... This is not funny, guys. This is beautiful. Hold on.
He's...
Go ahead.
Oh, wow.
These
are your neighbors. Jeez. I'm good with people. I'm okay with them.
Yeah. Can you go talk to them?
Yeah.
You I mean, because I like anything? To... Listen, before you rush over there.
Yeah.
You have to know... if you go over... You have to know... Are you a people person?
Yeah. Well, who am I going to be dealing with? Are they nice people? Are they understanding?
I think if you go over there and talk to them respectably...
Yeah.
Okay, the house with the right next door, you'll see that these are all lofts here. There's one
What's the number?
107. Now the 106 is the people that they have their kid that plays that. Usually, when he hears the dog bark, he starts playing. The dog barks, when the dog starts barking, the kid with the trumpet will start usually playing, and then it's a nightmare. But
how late into the night does that happen? Is that pretty?
He doesn't. The kid, the autistic, sleeps in the day.
God, I could never live where you live. This would be horrible. That would be the absolute worst thing. Do you want me to go over there?
Yeah, could you go over and talk?
What's the number?
It's let me write 60. It's 10. What did I just say?
107.
Okay.
Just, I'm trusting you'll handle this properly.
Yeah. All right. 107.
Yeah, 107. Let's just wait here. Hold on, Andrew. Is everything all right? I think Andrew. I think.
Hi. Hey. No, we're just we're next door. We're doing a podcast, and your dog is barking a lot from right over there.
from the other room. It's right up against the wall. Where we... I'm not trying to be difficult. No, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. Well, fuck you. We're doing a goddamn podcast. We're fucking doing a podcast. It's important to me. God damn it. You shut your fucking dog up. Fuck you. Yeah, call the cops now. Yeah, call the cops now. Yes.
What did he do?
Good.
Good. Oh, my God. Rory, what did you do over there?
I used to work in the...
fuck.
I don't that's care. That's my fault. This is...
Hold on, let him finish.
He is good.
I don't mind this.
Mm-mm.
That dog barking, I want to kill myself.
If the dog could play the trumpet... The end. If the dog could
Hold
play
on,
the
just
trumpet.
Just wait a second. Can I tell you something about Family Guy? A lot of people criticize it because they say it's a lot of repetition.
Yeah.
But I love repetition.
I like repetition.
I love it. I love repetition. I think it's funny. Like, if you do it and do it and do it, mm-hmm. it gets old after a while.
Repetition,
but then there's something about it that is just the repetition that's funny.
Yeah, just repeating stuff over and over.
Well,
over.
It eventually will get old, but if you commit to it.
So it's like redoing it over and over again.
And going and going.
And you'll get to that point where it's like, we get what you're doing, and it's still fucking annoying us. But you have to stick to it. And if you do it and do it and do it.
Like the fourth and fifth time,
and do it, 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 over and 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 again 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 and
fantastic
and over and over and over and
then it becomes funny again.
Exactly. Why does that bring
How long
me
did
so
that go for?
Joy? I love Chris Hardwick. Oh my god.
Okay. Is that your dog in the other room?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, I'm going to go. What kind of dog is it?
Oh, he's a golden retriever.
Oh god. My fiance and I have a golden retriever. Yeah, I'm just going to go look at him real quick.
Listen, I'll tell you why. He's got fleas. He's got AIDS. He's got Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! God damn it! I get out of my apartment once a week! Once a fucking week!
Adorable!
It helps you understand when you do that?
When I cluck.
Wow, that's... I'm sorry. Are you doing that with your mouth?
This is my first time visiting. Do you have chickens in the bedroom? Are there chickens?
No.
You don't have chickens in the bedroom.
Oh, my God, no. I mean, I know we had some spiders.
Oh, my God.
I think you might have chickens.
Do you want to go see the chickens?
Well, you know
you
what?
You should go visit the chickens.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, okay. I was embarrassed. I have chickens. I thought the noise was driving you crazy.
Oh, God, no. How many do you have?
I have like 25, and I'm mortified. I think people are... Yo, you don't... Go say hi to them. Oh, they love the attention. No, I thought you'll love them.
Adorable.
chickens.
Rory, it doesn't get funnier than that. Adorable.
You ready? We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back right after this. We'll take a break.
Lots of laughs, lots of fun, lots of stuff for everyone. Gather around your radio for the Todd Glass Show. Your whole family will have a blast listening to his podcast. It's time to start, so here we go. The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show. The Todd Glass Show.
All right. I love my jingles. All right. Now we're back. Now we're ready. We're here. The jingles are over. Hi, everybody.
Are they really over?
They'll never be over. I love jingles, as you both know. I can't. There's so many. You wait till you see how many jingles. If it was up to me, I would just roll every jingle in right now.
Spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I'm in New York, New York. Ah, these little blues, they're towed away. I'm going to go to somewhere there. New York, New York. I wanna wake up in a city that find I'm king, king of a hill, top of a heap. Yeah, these little I don't know. Well, I love to hear Todd Glass. I love to hear his voice. I love to hear him ramble on and on about things. He's passionate. You know, it makes me feel good. Oh, I love to hear Todd Glass. I love to hear his voice. I love it when he prefaces every story so we know what he's talking about. You know, it makes me feel good. You know, I love it when he goes on and breaks out of a bit even though he knows it's wrong. Oh, I love to hear Todd Glass. Yeah, I love to hear Todd Glass. Well, I love to hear Todd Glass. I love it, 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 love it. You know I love it. You know I love it. I love it. I love when he does his things. Like when he makes those noises. Even when he uses the funny box to make it sound like people are calling in the show on their phone when we all know they're not. I still kinda like it. Ooh, Toddy, when you ramble on, you're funny, man, and you know you're strong. Oh, I love to hear Todd Glass. Yeah, I love to hear Todd Glass. Well, I love to hear Todd Glass. Yeah, I love to hear Todd Glass.
You know what? We'll take a break.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. We can't take a break. No,
keep,
don't.
You can't keep kidding about taking a break.
You're right. You know what, Paul? I swear to George Carlin, you're right.
You're making Chris go crazy
over
here.
I know.
He is like on that laptop, like his life depends on it.
Can I tell you something? I want to play.
Todd, all jokes aside, you can tell me anything.
You know what? Fuck Jen Kirkman, that filthy whore.
Hold on a second.
Takes a vet.
Let me say some stuff. She's a fucking asshole.
Yes. She came in here like she was the shit. Now I'm having more fun than I ever had.
That's
with her.
Right. That's right, Todd. God damn it. I come in, do this podcast, and Todd say, "Oh, Paul, you're so great. You help me figure out the show. This is what I want it to be."
You are filth. Get away from this bar. I curse you.
It's not that.
What do you want? Sorry. What do you want?
Hey, are you having one of those days?
Hey. Oh. You know, my friend, you are a nice person.
Hold on, Paul. I got to break you. You got to do it again and be even meaner. Because no one's going to go from that mean to like, that was a meanness. Just do it even meaner. Like, you.
Okay.
I love when you went, like, okay. But then the minute I say it, you melt. Okay.
I give it a shot. Okay.
Get away from juice bar. I curse you. Your mother's womb, a barren full of glass. Puh. Your descendants are dirt. How dare you? I curse you to hell. What do you want at juice bar?
Hey, are you just having one of those days?
Customer, you have teach me the value of human relationship. I come to this country with a dream to crush fruit into juice. Give to people for exorbitant amount of money. And then today, my child, he disrespects me. He's anathema to my culture. He is bad child. He is son of goat. But for stranger to come to me and say, you have one of those days. This means world. Customer, I grant you 3 wishes.
Hello, welcome to Pechanga's. Come on down if you get a chance. We have one hell of a restaurant. People in town are talking. This is what they're saying. We had such a great time the other night at Pechanga's. I love the appetizers. You can get the crispy chicken wings. You can get just the regular chicken wings. They have barbecue chicken wings. Within that subtext of chicken wings, you can get teriyaki. They have medium. They have mild. They have hot. They have very hot. When you think you can't go higher than very hot, because you shouldn't be able to, they still have atomic, which is sort of mentioning weaponry, and that's how hot the wings can be. And that's just one of 7,500 different appetizers.
But wait, there's other people saying other things about Pechanga's.
Oh my god, I couldn't figure out who that was.
Oh my god!
We have people coming in here, unclear who's speaking, and then immediately leaving the restaurant. But you know what they're missing? All our desserts. We have custard pie, chocolate pie, pie with inside of pie, Russian pie, Spanish pie, pot pies, subtext to that, chicken pot pies, steak pot pies. But you're going to say to yourself, I want more than pot pies. I want the meat without the pie, which is technically less, but we give you a bigger portion.
Portions.
We have so many portions at Pechanga's. You won't even believe it. It'll be the size of your car, and we'll set it down, and you'll sing the Flintstones, because it'll relate somehow. And you'll realize that's ridiculous. No one can eat a dinosaur. We have dinosaurs. All different types. Triceratops, Glomtrerinops, Sloskitstops, Stragatsnicks, Stragatsgobbits, Trabitstrangrigats, Chandrigats, and Giant Sotosaurus, and Kravosanikinagotics, and Giant Sotosaurus.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need, because everything's better with a bag of weed.
Oh, I forgot that. I forgot that I cut off the whole song. I forgot we just. Well, I thought this would be the best sing along for high people if you just repeat the same one.
Mm-hmm.
So put a lot of reverb in our voice, because this one anybody could eventually learn.
What are the words?
Well, you'll learn it. Like, watch this. Because if you're going to do a sing along for high people to be able to sing, I know it sounds stereotypical, but your mind does go to other places. This one I think you could do. I could play it again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only help that you'll ever need, because everything's better with a bag of weed.
It's the only hope you'll ever need, because everything's better with a bag of weed.
Okay.
I think I could learn to sing this.
Yeah.
Let's try.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope that you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A
bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. The only hope that you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed. I think I got this.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. The only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
1, 2, 3.
I like this.
6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Cause everything's better with a bag of weed.
I'm really having a good time.
6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Bag of weed, bag of weed. The only hope you'll ever need.
Everybody,
everything's better with a bag of weed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. Bam, 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 bam. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
This is easy. Oh my God, this is so easy.
It's a simple song.
Chevrolet, Honda, and Ford. New bag of bing and a bingy bong, a bing bang bing and a bing bing bing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, everybody better with a bag of weed. The only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
How long can we do this?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. The only hope that you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
1, 2, 3, if you're smoking pot listening to this.
7, 8, a bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
Now I'm going to tell you to take the reverb down a little.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything's better with a bag of weed. It's the only hope you'll ever need. Everything's better with a bag of weed.
So what are you going to sell us today? We're here on the Home Shoppers Network.
Okay, now these are just in, and you've got to get excited for this. And a lot of times, even though we get a big shipment in, they do go fast. So you have to have your phone at the ready and really take this in as fast as you can. This is a deep, deep ruby red candle holder. As you can see, there's all kinds of texture all throughout. And as I move my hand ever so slightly, you see how little that hand movement is? And there's so much light bouncing off this piece. I mean, this is something you could imagine in a castle. You can, you can see a prince or princess handing this off and just thank you and thank you, sir. And there's just so much power in this piece. It's something that you could set on a tabletop and just have that be the only thing there. And people say, hey, what is that? You know, everyone's kind of clamoring to get the story, and you can tell them. The story is that it was made in Massachusetts, and these are all hand-done.
One time you said hand-pounded.
Everything you see here, it's all that texture in through here, and then up it goes into a nice, narrow mouth that you don't see that often. That's something that's pretty rare.
Do it until you can't do it anymore.
It just goes from a deep, heavy, and that's durable, the base here, but goes right up into a very delicate mouth, and that's something that really is going to throw a lot of light. You're going to get those reflections of the light dancing in a circular pattern off your ceiling.
And we have the lights off here now,
yeah,
and you can look up on the ceiling.
I mean, it's like you have a second piece up there on your ceiling. People will ask you, is that a second art installation in your home? And you say, no, actually, that's part and parcel of this antique glass. This is all ruby red. And that, I'll tell you, this is a dye that is not custom in the U.S. It's something that they do have to ship in, and we get it into the factories here. And they go ahead and hand mix that with the glass. So you gotta get
nothing.
You get antique glass blowers that we've recommissioned to come out here and just inhabit a farm that really that really just pushes these pieces out and gets them to your table. So it's a magical story, and it takes us throughout all the times right into the now. It's a contemporary piece, but it has an antique feel. So,
and for $22,
you can't lose. Yeah. I mean, you're getting the best of both worlds. You can go down a trip down memory lane with this piece, put a doily under it, and give it a kind of old-timey classic.
Really show it off.
That's right. Showcase it. You know, give it to your grandmother as a birthday birthday gift or as a, hey, just thinking of you gift?
I gave them for Christmas gifts. I got 12 of them, and I didn't have to think at all during Christmas.
You can. Each person feels like they've gotten a different gift.
And each person got a different gift.
That's right. You just put a different ribbon. Everyone feels like it speaks to them in a different way. Maybe you have a little girl. She says, I feel like a princess. You know, your grandfather, he's like, this is a classic heavy piece, you know, and
it's manly and it's also very feminine and it does everything for everybody and it will please everybody.
It's a crowd pleaser. It's a people pleaser, but in a good way. You know, that's something that says, hey, over here, psst, psst, over here. It takes you by the hand and it leads you down this beautiful path.
And it really throws off a lot of light, and I was surprised.
It's high volume, the light that comes off of this.
That wick looks thicker than other wicks.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and light up 10 of these just so you can see. If you put them in groups, you get a whole different effect. And that's something that, you know, a lot of people will just get one. They want something real simple. But you can also go ahead and parcel them into tens or parcel them into twos or threes. Some people, I saw a woman, she had a doily with four of them on it, and it looked exquisite. So it really is a magical, it's just a masterpiece.
You keep doing this?
I mean, I could do this forever.
You really can't you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm usually someone will get...
You're waiting for me to tire.
I'm like, oh my, this is so... And you know why to me that's so funny is because that's 98% truth. Once in a while.
Right.
I'm just breaking it down because to show how funny that is. Once in a while, you go, okay, they might not say that. But that's rare. Everything you're saying is exactly what it would say.
Well, I was even, normally I'm more true to it, but I'm like, well, this is a podcast. I should try to be more entertaining.
The softness, the lines, the smell of corduroy.
Well, that's too serious. This was the song they played at Uncle Frank's memorial. You have him singing it.
Is that true?
Yeah, and then at the end it goes black. It says, Uncle Frank, something like, a good man, a horrible singer. It was very funny. But he told his kids, you can fade that out, I don't want to make it seem like. But he told his kids that he was proud of them, and I saw the daughters. We can turn it off. He told the daughters, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
But I am proud of him. You should be proud of me. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. We're proud of you.
I'm proud of both of you.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Well, I'm proud of you. I am proud of you. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Yeah. Todd, really quick. I'm proud of you.
Todd,
you
know, I'm proud of you for admitting that these pictures are good.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Is your cat all right?
He's trying to sing a song. He's trying to sing a Sesame Street song. I'm not even joking around. Am I crazy or did I hear that? He's trying to sing that Sesame Street song.
No.
That was dead on.
No, that's on.
That's great. Oh my God, he's definitely singing the song.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks for stopping by.
All right.
The sad part.
Reverb, take it from the top again. All right, thank you.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Can I have some more reverb? Miracles, I guess. See, it fixes everything. Still happen now and then. I like it.
Step into my heart. Leave your cares behind.
Welcome to my world.
To my world. Built with you in mind.
A lot of reverb on Todd.
Knock and the door shall be open.
Seek and you will find.
Ask and you will be given.
heart is mine, is mine, is mine. I'll be waiting there with arms unfurled.
That should be a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Put a little reverb in his mic.
It's knowing that your door is always open and I don't ever have to call.
You know what I'm talking about? What makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch? Bitch.
It's knowing that if we're at the mall and you see my wife, you'll just shut the fuck up and keep walking.
That keeps me in the back roads, under the bleachers, away from public.
By the rivers of my memory that keeps you ever porking on bye-bye.
And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up some line. Sure. Line.
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 And maybe it's that the back,
in
roads,
the back roads, but by the rivers, by my memory, that kid, could it be any further away? Could it be... by the back roads, out of the way, underneath the hoof. Is there any other place that's less ideal for making love?
Let's sing it.
Okay.
Let's just sing it.
Through wheat fields and clotheslines and junkyards and the highways come between us. And some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned the...
All
right, I fucked it up. All right.
I hate women so much. Top like it was Top Like a Show. I think it should all be slaughtered. Stupid bitches.
I threw your sleeping bag out.
That, see, now you're not gentle on my mind, baby.
Yeah, I threw it out. Go fuck yourself.
You're not gentle on my mind.
No, I don't give a shit.
You're not gentle on my mind.
I don't give a shit.
All right, baby, you know what? I'm going to put you under the wheat field, hung up on a clothesline. I'm going to stuff you into a junkyard. And you can go cry to your mother. Like all those other bitches who don't hear the secret meaning of my hit song.
You're out of my life.
I'm out of your life?
Yeah.
I'm Glenn Campbell.
I don't give a shit.
I get pussy in every fucking railway station.
Did you listen, Glenn?
If you want
Shut the fuck
if
up.
You want your children to live, you better take them to Mexico right now because I'm coming after you. You better slip out in the night under the railroad. By the back road through Juarez. Take the back road through the hill stops.
Hey, it's Todd. Hi, how are you? All right, hope you're enjoying the Best Of Show. This is a segment where I sat down with Paul F. Tompkins. It wasn't one of our regular shows. It was one of our Monday, you know, when we drop a more serious episode. I'm saying this because we might have a first-time listener. They might decide they wanted to listen to the Todd Glass Show, so they don't know this isn't one of our normal shows. Well, they do because they heard the opening of the show. But maybe you're thinking, well, why was it a serious conversation? It's right after I did the Marc Maron show. You know what I talked about on there. And it's about a month after, and Paul F. Tompkins was real helpful. I feel like it just cleared a lot of the stuff that was in my head. And so anyway, but maybe you're not in the mood to have a serious conversation. Or listen to a serious conversation. Well, that's why I'm helping you. This segment is 9 minutes about, so you can forward it. You don't have to hear this part. I don't mind. All right, there we go. Bye.
So here is amazing. This is a, I hope you can make sense of this, Paul, because I understand in my head clearly, but to get it out, this person, I hope again, and by the way, let me point out, every single person in these letters was kind, even though if they had a big problem, they explained something and I disagree. I want to point that out because I do not take every single comment that's written kind and spit all over it. I want to explain to this person why I think they're a little off, but they talked to me like an adult that was kind and had feelings. They, not one of these letters dismissed what I did on the Marc Maron show. They all went out of their way to go, by the way, let's start by saying – it was a good thing you did, and then here I have a little problem with it.
Yeah.
And that's the way human beings with feelings deal with each other. So, Blake, can you read that right over there? What he's basically trying to say is, read it.
My brother, I heard your appearance on the Marc Maron show and really enjoyed it. One of the issues you brought up was how damaging you believe the word gay to be. I think you're wrong on a couple levels, but the main point is this. As long as there are things that don't embody so-called masculine ideals or traits, society will need a word to describe those things. Whatever word society decides to use for that description will eventually come to mean, quote, dudes that like penis, end quote. This has very little to do with homophobia or the belief that gay people are, quote, bad or whatever. Here's the deal. If we all immediately stop using the word gay in a pejorative way, we would have to start using a different word to describe things that are the opposite of manly. Then, pretty soon, whatever the new word we decide on will come to be used the way the word gay is used now. The fact is that nothing is more naturally symbolic for, quote, lacking in manly virtues than, quote, dude that likes penis. I don't believe gay people are any more likely to be evil than anybody else. They're not more prone to character flaws than anybody else. Gay dudes are not different from me in any meaningful way, quote, except for the liking of penis, heh heh, or am I repressing something, winky emoticon. That being said, every culture in the ethnographic world has words for, quote, sissy or whatever, and those words inevitably come to mean both not manly and or dude that likes penis, even in cases where the dude that likes penis isn't overtly feminine. It's just the way it is, my brother, regards.
Okay, yes. Before you react, let me go at this. You might think it's unfair what I'm asking you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, even if it's not true, but I think it is, but I still think it's fair to hit it from that angle, that this is not a person that is homophobic. I'll tell you why. I think there's a good chance they're going, I'm really not, but I'm having a problem with this. Mm-hmm. And if this was one person that I thought only a person that – remember how I said you're 90% open-minded? Mm-hmm. If this was a letter that I thought only someone that was 20% open-minded would read, I wouldn't tackle it. I would go, that's the 20%. I'm only interested in taking the 90 because to me our only hope – and I'm going to repeat myself – is taking that 90 and getting them to 100 and then being vocal.
Yeah.
So I think there are people that are 90 and would think this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always going to be a new word. But they're acting like you have to come up with another person.
Here's what it is. It all boils down to the one thing that stood out to me like a sore thumb is the idea that we need to have a word like that. And we don't need to have a word like that. People use words like that, but it's not a necessary idea in order for our society to function.
Okay, let me interject.
We don't need it.
Here's what he's going to say. You're right. And in the perfect world, but we don't live in a perfect world. And I want to say, hold on. Not hold on to you, hold on to him.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't live in a perfect world. And again, I think it's worth giving these people all the benefit of the doubt because it makes the conversation go faster.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, you know what? I am not going to do it. But out there in the world, kids are going to do it. Well, we're not talking about – we're trying to create a perfect world, even though a perfect world won't be created. And in that perfect world – not perfect, but where people at least try to be perfect.
Yes.
How about that?
That's all you can
try to be perfect. No one's perfect.
Yes.
But are you attempting to be – are you attempting – perfect's a weird word. You know what I mean. Are you attempting – so – yes, you might be right that would happen if in today's world if they get – but you're wrong in the sense that – no – people that aren't educated are not willing to flood themselves with new information. You're right. They're going to come up with another word. But we're hoping – we're talking to the people that use the word and are going, no, I don't have to – what are you – does he think we should say, oh, no, let's call feminine stuff the mailman now? And then people – you know what I mean? No, we're saying don't use the word at all. Like
what he is saying is when he says, you know, society needs a word like this is that he's saying it's human nature – but also, I don't want to have to do anything different. It's too huge for me to imagine that we would actually move forward with this and that things would get better. And that's the most poisonous attitude, is to say like, you know, it's just always going to be that way. And what are you going to do? So let's not bother even trying to change things. I don't know, my brother.
I think it's funny that he doesn't realize that what we're asking, so what do you call if a kid that plays football and he's with all his football team and then he finds out that same football player likes to do fashion design. He makes suits, even suits, you know. And what are they supposed to call him? Or he likes to decorate. Or that kid that plays football. What would we say to him? I don't know. Compliment his work.
Yeah. Well,
like that's the.
Yes.
Now you might go, but that's not kids in high school. And that's where that person, I have to get into their head. We know that. This won't happen overnight. But if you attempt to do it, it will slowly change. It's certainly not going to change when kids hear adults saying it.
I have never, ever, ever understood the argument of, how am I supposed to explain to my kids, to little kids, what homosexuality is? It's like, how do you explain kids are not born with a preconceived notion of, like, we're all straight here, right? We're all straight.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with that guy? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, because the idea is like, you know, explaining to kids like, well, yeah, he likes other boys, which means he wants to put his penis in that boy's rectum. Like, you don't have to get that far with kids because they don't know what that means. You know what I mean?
Even in both worlds, in the straight world and the gay world, you're letting them be introduced to it in small increments.
Yeah.
And then they figure it out
themselves.
How about this?
What if it's all about love? Then that's the easiest way to explain it. That's the easiest way to explain it. How graphic are you gonna get with your kids about heterosexuality? You know what I mean? Because, like, what age are we talking about with kids? If they're old enough to have the discussion of what sex is, then they're old enough to find out what homosexuality is. But if they're too young for that, it's why are you talking to them about sex? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not a parent, and I know that. There's not necessarily there's one age across the board where all of a sudden kids ask about this. I know very little kids ask about it, and guess what? I know parents who skirt that issue until such time as they feel like, oh, now my child can understand this. Now, a few years later, I can explain what sex is.
And also,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I learned. I can tell you how my parents did it. Really, echoing exactly what you're saying, they never sat me down.
Yeah,
from a young age, I thought of a word maybe. We joked around about calling it Marc Maron as a joke. Like, I'm Marc Maron. Can you imagine if that caught on all around the country? Like, you know, stewardess and flight attendant change, so you can change a word. So even though that's comedic,
that's right.
There's a 1% chance that could happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I thought, how about – I'm 100% kidding about this. How about great? That's certainly easier to tell somebody. I got to tell you something I never told you before. I'm great. And they go, you're great. You go, I'm really great. And I didn't want to tell you because it just seemed it wasn't important, but I think you should know I'm great if we're going to have an honest friendship. What do you think about great?
The problem is people already say great sarcastically so much.
Oh, you're great.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. How about Tompkins? Oh. I just cackled. After all this, nothing better than 30 minutes of what I would consider the most open-minded. Then the truth comes out. How about Tompkins?
Well, it's just because I'll see it misspelled even more often.
Todd Glass is walking up to the stage, now he's walking to the stage. Todd Glass is walking up to the stage, now he's walking to the stage. Todd Glass is walking up to the stage, now he's walking to the stage. Todd Glass is walking up to the stage, now he's walking to the stage. He's shaking hands. Todd Glass shakes hands with everyone. He's shaking hands. Todd Glass shakes hands with everyone.
Let me play some of your stuff and let me see what I have here. Now, this song was probably in its time. You did this song when you first started comedy. It's probably, even though you hear it now, it's probably a little edgy.
Oh, you'll probably be playing some of my first CD then from the
play
earlier
this.
Stuff.
Play this. I love this.
Thank you.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his head.
That's
no.
That's not me. Oh, you're just queuing it up. Is that
no. Keep playing it. I want.
That's not me.
Oh no. This. You know what I like about this?
That's not
it's
me
like,
at all.
I always think you're going to say the curse word, and then I think for a lot of people listening back then, they were like, not back then, like it's 100 years ago, but
I don't even know who that is or when that was.
Shut up. Play the rest of it.
Is that some boys who were down by the creek, their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty
young creature. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's funny, and it's a misdirection.
I know you're shy, but listen to this.
It's not my song.
And white fluffy duck.
Let it go.
She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children.
Well, see, the thing is, that's not even my, it's not my material. I feel bad because it is funny and people are probably laughing out there right now, but it's not material. It's not my own stuff.
Can you let it play even if it's not you?
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles.
Did you write that?
Oh, I love the way this is twist.
There came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature.
Oh, every time.
Is it great?
Get me every time.
Listen, they do it once more, I think.
Her ruffles and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children.
And they did it again.
So they would not
they ended with a bad
while
thing.
The boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from
did you write this?
Yesterday's hunt.
While the girls you wrote it?
Oh,
yes.
We've played this for every guest, yes. And you're the first person that admits you wrote it.
I wrote it. It was a big hit for me when I was in the...
What year was that?
Well, I wrote two songs. I wrote Shut Up Your Face, which
can
was
you
a
get
big
Shut
hit.
Up Your Face?
It was a big hit for me. And, I,
and
this
when
was
did
my
you write Shut Up Your Face?
This was in about 1980, in the 1980s.
I never knew that was you.
Shut Up Your Face. What's the matter, you? Don't show me no respect.
I know the song. Who doesn't?
First hit.
You
first
wrote
hit.
This.
I wrote this. I still well, me singing, too. When I was a boy, they don't write like this anymore because it's religious.
Well, you don't. You stop writing. That's what they even do.
I was barred by the court.
Always
shoot the pool,
Giuseppe. I actually like this. Let this play because people are enjoying it. But to make a mistake
of the thing I gotta do. What was happening in the country that this was fun to somebody?
I can't wait till it says shut up your face. It's my favorite part. Crank it up a little.
What is this, the extended version? What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. If this song does not have the word a pizza pie in it, I will kill myself.
Alright, baby. What's the matter with you?
Why is no respect? Shut up in your face.
I like it.
I said shut your mouth was the original words.
And what
then
happened?
My partner.
Who's your partner?
His name is not John Lennon. He said, go up or shut up of you. Shut up of your face. Shut up of your face. I said, no, what's wrong with shut up your mouth?
Hold on, sing.
Please be quiet was my original.
Give him a little reverb. I want to hear the original way. So we give
him what is the matter with you? You're always talking so loud. Can't you act like a normal human being? So please, would you be quiet?
It doesn't have the same zing to it.
I gotta
give it to him.
It's clear that was you made the right choice by switching it. Listen, I think maybe I'm laughing. I want to hear you. There was one more version that you told me.
I
threw all the work your way.
Oh,
the other way that you were going to do it.
Look,
do you mind doing it the one?
Don't
way?
Go. Don't ask me. What are you looking at me for? I have no information about her. I think that she went to sleep. Your daughter, she goes to sleep.
I think it's the other way. Play the new way again. What they finally did. I wish we could just get the shut up your face part.
I can't. I don't understand. Why are you acting this way? If it was up to me, my opinion would be, hey, don't talk so much.
What about this other one? Did you write this one? I think you wrote this one. This
my gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
Oh.
This is so, it's campy, but why does it make me laugh? Let
She's
it play
like
out.
She's like a beauty queen who wears a shiny crown, and anytime she sees that I am starting to frown, she's always got the thing to turn it upside
you're like,
down.
You're like,
because my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
I love
She's
this.
Got a face with
you're like the Lawrence Welk show fell into a toilet.
Her mouth is sweet and so petite, you have to squint your eyes to see it. I'm such a happy fella when she comes around. She's always got a kiss when I am feeling down. I wouldn't trade her in for any wealth or renown, 'cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
Now you wrote, did you write that? So, can I ask you, okay, I do have one song I got to ask you if you wrote this song.
Okay.
And then we'll just go. It's not the same song, everybody. Most of our listeners, I play the same song every week and I go, did you write this? But this is different. It's, did you write this?
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down
no?
by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playing.
I did. I forgot because I was so drunk when I wrote it.
Because Andy Kindler said he wrote it last
That's
week.
That's so messed up.
Is he lying? Seriously?
Well, me and him used to do a bunch of camping trips and stuff, and we'd have these big old drunken campfires, and we'd tell stories, and we'd make songs and all this stuff. So there was some mix-ups, you know. There was some times, and in fact, even the Italian song, it's kind of questionable. Look, it's Chelsea Peretti or Andy Kindler, like, who wrote Shadda Ya Face or whatever song was.
Did you write the song about booty? I'm not even joking around. I don't know if you wrote this. Don't be offended or anything. I just think someone told me you wrote this.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
That was Kindler.
Thank you. That song is so bad. Listen to the song.
Lord, what a booty. Bring on the booty.
It's not even bad.
The way he's making the O sound so full and
let me hear
it. I want the booty. Hunting the booty. Chasing the booty. Casing the booty. Getting
is this Kindler?
I guarantee you this guy has a gross mouth.
This is Kindler?
No, who wrote it?
I know, Kindler.
Yeah,
obviously,
not the
it's
performer.
Not him singing.
Yeah. If it was him, he should lip sync to this and make it a video.
All right, so Brian Silbert, let me play some of your stuff, and let me see what I have here. Now, this song was probably in its time, because you did this song when you first started comedy. It's probably, even though you hear it now, it's probably a little edgy.
Oh, you'll probably be playing some of my first CD then from the
play
earlier
this.
Stuff.
Play this. I love this.
Thank you.
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his head.
That's
no.
That's not me. Oh, you're just queuing it up. Is
oh
that
no,
else?
Keep playing it. I want.
That's
to,
not me.
Oh no. This. I. You know what I like about this.
That's not.
It's
me
like
at all.
I always think you're going to say the curse word, and then for a lot of people listening back then, they were like, not back then, like it's 100 years ago. But
I don't even know who that is or when that was.
Shut up.
That's
shut
not
up.
Me.
Play the rest of it.
Is that some boys who were down by the creek, their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and playthings, and at 4:30, there came a young lady. She looked like a pretty
yeah, I mean, I agree. It's funny and it's a misdirection.
I know you're shy, but listen to this.
It's not my song.
Listen.
And white fluffy duck.
Let it
she
go.
Said she was learning a new way to bring up her
well,
children.
See, the thing is, that's not even my not my material. I feel bad because it is funny and people are probably laughing out there right now, but it's not material. It's not my own stuff.
Let's can you let it play even if it's not you?
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles.
Did you write that?
Oh, I love the way this is twisted.
There came a young lady. She looked like a pretty young creature.
Oh, every time.
Is it great?
You get me every time.
Listen, they do it once more, I think.
Her ruffles and laces and white fluffy duck. She said she was learning a new way to bring up her children.
They did it again.
So they would not
they ended with a bad
while
thing.
The boys in the barnyard were shoveling refuse and litter from
did you write this? You wrote it?
Oh,
yes.
We've played this for every guest, yes. And you're the first person that admits you wrote it.
I wrote it. It was a big hit for me when I was in the...
What year was that?
Well, I wrote two songs. I wrote Shut Up Your Face, which
can
was
you
a big
get Shut
hit.
Up Your Face?
It was a big hit for me. And,
this when
was
did
my
you
follow-
write Shut this Up
was,
Your Face?
This was in about 1980, in the 1980s.
I never knew that was you.
Shut Up Your Face. Can What's the matter, you? Don't show me no respect.
I know the song. Who doesn't?
Remember?
First hit.
You wrote this.
I wrote this. I, well, it's me singing, too. When I was a boy, they don't write like this anymore because of the religion.
Well, you don't. You stop writing. That's what they even do.
I was barred by the court.
I actually like this. Let this play because people are enjoying it. But to make a mistake
of the king, I gotta do. What was happening in the country that this was funny to somebody?
I can't wait till it says shut up your face. It's my favorite part. Crank it up a little.
What is this, the extended version? If this song does not have the word a pizza pie in it, I will kill myself.
What's the matter with you?
Why no respect? Shut up in your face.
I like it.
I said shut your mouth was the original words.
And
then
happened?
My partner.
Who's your partner?
His name, is not John Lennon. He said go up or shut up in you. Shut up in your face. Shut up in your face. I said no, what's wrong with you? Shut up your mouth.
Hold on, sing.
Please be quiet was my original.
Give him a little reverb. I want to hear the original way. So we give
him this. What is the matter with you? You're always talking so loud. Can't you act like a normal human being? So please, would you be quiet?
It doesn't have the same zing to it. I gotta give it to him.
It's clear that you made the right choice by switching it. Listen, I think maybe I'm laughing. I want to hear you. There was one more version that you told me. I threw all the work your way.
Oh,
the other way that you were going to do it. Do you mind doing it the one
don't
way?
Don't ask me. What are you looking at me for? I have no information about her. I think that she went to sleep. Your daughter, she goes to sleep.
I think it's the other way. Play the new way again. What they finally did. I wish we could just get the shut up your face part.
I can't. I don't understand. Why are you acting this way? If it was up to me, my opinion would be, hey, don't talk so much.
What about this other one? Did you write this one? I think you wrote this one. This
my gal has got two eyes of blue and curls of brown. She always makes me smile when I am feeling down. Whenever I am with her, I just grin like a clown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
Oh.
This is so, it's campy, but why does it make me laugh? Let
She's
it play
like
out.
A beauty queen who wears a shiny crown. And anytime she sees that I am starting to frown, she's always got the thing to turn it upside down.
You're like,
cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
I love
she's
this.
Got a face
you're like the Lawrence Welk show fell into a toilet.
Her mother's sweet and so petite, you have to squint your eyes to see it. I'm such a happy fella when she comes around. She's always got a kiss when I am feeling down. I wouldn't trade her in for any wealth or renown. Cause my gal's pussy is the smallest in town.
Now you wrote, did you write that? Can I ask you, okay, I do have one song I got to ask you if you wrote this song.
Okay.
And then we'll just go. It's not the same song, everybody. Most of our listeners, I play the same song every week and I go, did you write this? But this is different. Did you write this?
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock. He sat in the meadow just shaking his fist at some boys who were down by the creek. Their feet in the water, their hands on their marbles and glitter.
I did. I forgot because I was so drunk when I wrote it.
Because Andy Kindler said he wrote it last
That's
week.
That's so messed up.
Is he lying? Seriously?
Well, me and him used to do a bunch of camping trips and stuff, and we'd have these big old drunken campfires, and we'd tell stories, and we'd make songs and all this stuff. So there was some mix-ups, you know. There was some times, and in fact, even the Italian song, it's kind of questionable. Look, it's Chelsea Peretti or Andy Kindler, like, who wrote Shed Out of Your Face or whatever song was.
Did you write the song about booty? I'm not even joking around. I don't know if you wrote this. Don't be offended or anything. I just think someone told me you wrote this.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
That was Kindler.
Thank you. That song is so bad. Listen to the song.
Lord, what a booty. Bring on the booty.
It's not even bad.
The way he's making the O sound so full and
let me hear it.
I want the booty. Hunting the booty. Chasing the booty. Casing the booty, getting
is this Kindler?
I guarantee you this guy has a gross mouth.
This is Kindler?
No, who wrote it?
I know, Kindler wrote it.
Obviously,
it's not him singing. Yeah.
If it was him, he should lip sync to this and make it a video.
All right, so Brian Silbert.
Else than you already plugged?
I'm doing a show at Meltdown Comics on Friday, December 16th at 8 p.m. It's
who
called
cares?
Memories from the Happy House. It's a really trippy sketch show.
Oh, great.
You should come see it.
Another
Smoke
show, that's
pot,
all we need.
That's
all we need is another fucking show.
It's really great.
All right, how great.
So it's really great.
Oh, come on, stop it.
It's so great. You're going to want to come down. Do we have comics? We have stand-up. We have improv. We have improvisers doing stand-up. We have stand-ups doing improv. We have sketch artists doing improv and stand-up. And we have stand-up improvisers doing sketch. That happens while you enjoy a buffet filled with numerous options of food. Oh, I don't want to go right in my entree yet. Then go with an appetizer. And then go right into an entree. Start with soup. Chicken salad. Start with regular salad. Tuna salad. We got salad. Little cranberries. Walnuts. We got little almonds you can put on the top. Do you like the shoestrings? Everybody loves the potato shoestrings. Throw them on there. Get some ranch, French dressing, blue cheese. We have steak. We have burgers. We have chicken sandwiches. We have chicken salad sandwiches. Tuna salad sandwiches. We got just bread. You want just bread? Have bread. And everyone is allowed. Everyone's allowed to come down. Anybody can come. You're white, you're black, you're Chinese, you're Mexican, you're purple, you're Russian, or you're just weird. Come on down. We got food. We got to get rid of this food. What are we going to do with all this food? Hopefully you can eat it. Help us out. The more food you eat, you get a tax break on your taxes next year. 2012, you'll get a tax break. We got ice cream. We got a soda pop. We got soda pop mixed with ice cream. Root beer floats, Coke floats, orange soda floats, sherbet floats. We got vanilla ice cream. We got chocolate chip ice cream. We got gelato. Don't forget gelato. We have tons of gelato. And don't forget our special this week. Pigs in a blanket mixed with Eggs Benedict. That's right. Instead of just a slice of ham, you get an entire pig in a blanket on an English muffin covered in ham, followed with egg and gravy. It's called our pigs in a blanket on top of Eggs Benedict. We call it Benedict's blanket. And also, we have sherbet blankets. We have blankets made out of food for the homeless. You're homeless? Come on down. We got blankets and clothes made out of food. French toast pants. French toast tank tops. French toast banana splits. We have so many different types of items that you can wear and eat. It's a part of our new clothing line. Do you like our cologne? Stop inside our guest shop on your way out. We have food. We have food you can buy in your guest shop. And if you have any friends who are Danish, well, you can go ahead and tell them, and let them come on down and enjoy the same freedom that we have. Our gas in the parking lot is only 99 cents if you pay with cash and then the rest of it with credit. It comes out to 99 cents per 1/2 gallon. Come on down and enjoy fun for once in your life. Tired of sitting around with your ancestors and your parents and your parents' ancestors who happen to be your ancestors? Well, I'll tell you what, it can get pretty crowded in there. That's why when you come to our restaurant, there's no Jews allowed. We don't have any Jews come in here. We got too much going on and too much fun happening. So we have different types of food. If you're fat, do not come to our restaurant. You eat too much. But we do have enough food for you skinny people. Did I mention that we have pancakes wrapped in waffles? The only restaurant on the East Coast that has that. We also have pancake French toast Pop-Tarts. It's our new flavor Pop-Tart by our chef, Donnie Giacho. Hi, I'm Donnie Giacho. And I'm doing a special this week. It's French toast waffle pancake Pop-Tarts. Come on down and get it with sprinkles. That's right, we're doing it with sprinkles now. We got an omelet bar, but you got to put your name down first because it closes at 9:30 and it opens at 9:15. It's the quickest omelet bar in the southeastern region of the United States. Did I mention that we're located in every single region? It's only the southeastern region that has such a limited time at the omelet bar. All the other ones are completely wide open. And another thing we all have in common is we have as much shrimp as you can eat. Garlic shrimp, marinated shrimp, shrimp on a stick, shrimp mixed with cereal, tons of cereal, so spicy you will die. That's the kind of cereal we have. Spicy cereal, no other restaurant promises. Cereal that puts your mouth on fire. Your tongue will fall off. You won't be able to live. You want to go tongue yourself. You won't be able to do it. We got lamb shank. We have shank.
Makes it sound like if I was maybe dead, how they would talk about me, and they would have the voice of the old microphone. What would they be saying about Todd Glass?
Todd Glass was. This is the documentary of the Todd Glass. Okay.
Todd Glass was a clown.
Shut the fuck. Oh, wait. It's everything I don't want to hear. So, like, if I'm up in heaven, if there is a heaven, and my whole documentary I fucking hate. They I thought I was doing something sort like of good. Okay, so go.
If there's one thing that we remember Todd Glass for, it was the exuberance on stage. Even if he was killed, even if he was bombing. And he frequently did. But he committed so much that people liked him simply because of his stage presence. Nothing else.
Yeah, that's, you're right. That, like, I wouldn't want to hear that. You go, give me something else I wouldn't want to hear. I'm up in heaven. I'm ready for people blah, blah, blah's going to the microphone.
People don't know this, but Todd would fight. Todd got in fights with the industry. With the Nerdist Network, Todd stood his ground. He was a fighter. I mean, people said he didn't make it. He should have been bigger. He should have. Maybe he would have been if he didn't pick so many fights.
He got into fights with the Nerdist, like me and Chris Hardwick.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know the blows those two would get into. Matter of fact. Oh, let me do it. You ready? Let me do it.
Matter of fact, one of the most famous things from the Todd Glass show, whenever he said that Chris made him play music, or Chris made him do this, well, that was his way with dealing with
things. I never said that to Todd. I never told him that he had to play music at all. I never know where it came from that.
You know, Chris always denied making Todd play the songs, but good sources say that Chris was hard on Todd.
You know what? I'm glad that I survived him. I buried him. You know what? I win.
Well, it ends up that Todd's show ended up being the most popular show after he died. Because people would, he got very popular.
Okay, that's enough. That's making me get sad.
For all of those people who've joined us, for all those people who've come here.
Oh, this is still part of it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Who've shared in Todd's comedy in the years after he passed.
Who is this talking, by the way?
Well, I wrote the Todd Glass story. I'm the premier professor of comedy who researches Todd Glass. I had the privilege of coming onto his show, and this was almost 10 years ago. I came on the show, and we talked about was appropriate in comedy, and I, from my professorial academic background...
Even though some other comedians never gone up to Todd, he was always a forward thinker. You know, there was the most famous episode of when James and Nomi came on and was almost laughing at Todd. Now, these guys were friends, you have to understand, and they had a respect for each other. So, not to take it out of context, but if you listen to that show, the podcast... James is literally writing him off. He's not seeing the brilliance that can be done with podcasting at the time, that you can be silly and then also be very serious. And it's almost like you think, was, oh, my God. Hold on. I'm not done here with my...
I've edited this together. And you don't come in yet. This is my... You don't come in. What editor would start rolling in the second guy? Well, the first guy was talking.
I think it crossfaded here.
No, there's no... You.
It was almost...
It
was almost as if he had an inhuman obsession with being serious on a comedy podcast.
You know, there's no doubt about it that James looked archaic now, thinking back. Still coming on the show and making horrible, mean jokes. The most famous Glenn Campbell comments that he said were always insensitive. And if you played those now, Todd had a way, especially after he did the Marc Maron show.
There's still, people are still in memory of me saying it that way.
When Todd became a Marc Maron, which... Eventually, who would have ever thought that people would not call gay anymore? They called it, I'm Marc Maron. And that certainly spread around the community.
He came out at a time in America when...
What was very difficult and hard and ended up being respected.
I totally interrupted you.
He was a hero to so many people. Todd Glass, his famous speech...
And we should have a flag that says, I accept everybody. And empathy is not a competition.
And he was going to have won that presidential election, running as the first openly gay Todd Glass for the office of presidency on an independent ticket. And that's when a lot of us think the CIA got him.
Here's back to the speech. Like, you know, when they have the documentary, then they layer in some of my speech. And let's make this very clear.
You just AFK.
Listen, I check it out. I check it out. This is like, now looking back at my life, you can see this moment I'm about to do. I was a little, I had no backbone for a little bit in my career. Ready? And let's make it very clear. These people can spread rumors that I am gay. I am not gay. I was a stand-up comic, and I did an Andy Kaufman-like bit. I am bisexual. Because at that point, I think we'll accept the bisexual president.
The Todd Glass Show.
Bye, everybody. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. You're great. And we'll take you out of here with a little Bobby Miyamoto at, doing River Deep, Mountain High. Here he is. Bobby Miyamoto taking us out this week. Enjoy the view. Enjoy life. Enjoy it.
When I was a little girl, Holmes, I had a ragdoll. You know what I mean, Essie? It was a ragdoll from the barrio, Holmes. Now I love you just like I love that ragdoll. You know what I mean? We would cruise in our Chevrolets. My brother had a Bonneville. We would drive it on East L.A., I say. And it gets stronger.
Stop. What? Stop. I'm sorry. I know we're already going
Todd,
over.
What was wrong with that?
I feel like you're doing a Latino now.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm overcompensating.
I'm looking. Let's wrap the show up with the what you just did. That's fine. Whatever that was good. So I'm sorry. I thought it sounded like...
And it gets deeper, Holmes. Let me say, I'm going to cut you, S.A. I'm going to cut you because you lied to me, Holmes. This is for my fallen homie, this teardrop. Do I love you? Of course I do, Holmes. My, oh my, I love you. River deep, mountain high. In mi barrio, yeah. If I lost you, would I cry? A teardrop for my fallen homie? Oh, I love you, baby. That's right, baby.
Oh, my God. All right, that was the best of episode. I really hope you liked it. It's so sad. I really hope you like it. What if you don't? Is that my fault? No, it's Andrew's fault. I told him not to make it sucky. I totally, instead of defending him, I call him. People don't like it. They're mad at you. They're not mad at me. You made it. No, I think, you know what? I don't even like the joke. Let me take a sip of my soda. Oh, it's so good. The icy carbonation. But seriously, Chris Hardwick's breathing down my neck, right? So, you know, we were sitting in the room and, Jesus Christ, Tom Brady, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Brady said, when we do the thing where, you know, the girl calls in, she goes, hello, and then Blake, not much different than my voice, goes, hello, she goes, Blake Wexler, he goes, when he listens to it at home, he goes, how does she know it's him? And then he says, I think to myself, oh, wait, they're all in the same room. Hello? Is that Blake Wexler? All right, so there's that. This was fun. Follow these people on Twitter. You know what? We'll put your Twitter on our Facebook. Follow them. Was it going to kill you? Come on. And remember what I said. Send some love my way with, you know, I could still use all the love I can get with that Kia. Or Kia Motors. I'm all product placement now. It's all. How about that at Kia? Aren't they great people, that Kia? All right, so there you go. That's the show. Does anybody have anything they want to say? Words of wisdom?
I love the part that you did during the best ofs.
Thank you. Oh, how do you know what it is?
It was the good one.
You know what? He's positive already. Don't be negative about the show. How was it, though, seriously, between me and you? Should I let Andrew go? I try to totally take no response. If I have to let him go, I will. I'm sorry. I mean, there's nothing bring me more joy than people go, we really liked it. He did a good job. He did that in 24 hours. I know that's going to feel good. But if it's not what he did, I'll fucking let him go. I don't need it. Can't have it. Can't have it. Todd, are you serious? All right, everybody. I'm sorry that it had to be a best of episode. I'm sorry I'm not perfect all the time. I do this show for free. And I'm not mad at the people that are like, no, it's okay. I'm talking about the ones that, you know what I mean, you're really mad at me. That's like bullshit. Like, I'm sweating over here. I'm telling you the truth to George Carlin. I love doing this show. And then I get a show. I literally had to get on a plane. That's why you're in this business. And I come on, I feel bad. There's still the... I'm so fuck you. Fuck you with your fucking music. You know what? I gotta get the fuck away from you. I'm gonna go into the bathroom. God damn it. I'm gonna go into the bathroom. I don't know what I could do to get your fucking whining out of my head. Jesus Christ, shut the fuck up out there. Jesus Christ, this hot toilet water feels great. Now, seriously, folks, I do bits, characters, all these voices are me. Really? Hi, I'm Todd Glass. I do the many voices on the Todd Glass Show. All these voices are available on a new phone app called Make My Pants Want to Get Up and Dance. But seriously, you know what? Let's get Daniel Keno on the phone. Seriously, let's get Daniel Keno on the phone. Can you hold on for 1 second? I know it's the closing of the show, but let me get Daniel Keno on the phone. Hold on. Daniel? Yeah, punch that line in over there. Daniel, can you hear me?
Thank you for being.
Did you know that Drew McClanahan used to suck... Everybody on the cast.
Ah, come on! That's not Daniel. That's Tom Brady. Oh, my God. How did you know? That's the show, everybody. You got it. You got me good, you motherfucker. You got me right. Good one, Tom. Tom Brady. That wasn't Daniel. Shut the fuck up. Show's over, everybody. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.